Yeah, this is Tom Coyne with Sterling Bank Home Loans, and I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Tom Coyne, anytime directly on my cell phone at 430-1305 or visit me on the web at TomCoyneHomeLoans.com. Once again, we always like to thank our hosts and everyone here at the station for working to make this show happen. John, how are things going with you today?
Well, you don't look like Lance. Is he tied up in the trunk of your car?
Well, we do have a little different show in store for our listeners. We actually decided to let Lance take a little vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of town a couple weeks ago, and this week it was Lance's turn to get out of town with his family. However, we do have a special guest in the studio with us today, Brad Seabaugh from my office at Sterling Bank Home Loans. Brad, thanks for joining us. How are things with you?
They're great, Tom. Great time to live in the Tri-Cities. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here. Brad's been in the lending industry here in the Tri-Cities for a long time. I thought it would be great to have him on the show and help share a bit of his knowledge with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So we always start off the show, well, Lance generally starts off the show with a national real estate story. I figured I better keep that tradition going. This week, I read about a new skyscraper in New York City that is set to be completed in early 2014. This is going to be the tallest residential building in New York City and reaches over 1,000 feet in the air.
Wow.
The building is already being called the Billionaire's Building, and let me tell you, the view is amazing. You can get already a sense of what type of people are going to have to live there to be able to afford it.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to finance those.
I'd like to do a couple of those ones. So it's located right at the end of Central Park and gives the residents a long view of the park versus from the side. It will have 92 luxury apartments that cost anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 a square foot.
So wow.
To put that in perspective,
okay,
most homes in the Tri-Cities are about $100 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is extravagant to say the least. They have an incredible model apartment that's already completed. It's roughly 3,000 square feet, marble walls, heated floors, dual ovens, amazing kitchen, and oh yeah, it just costs a mere $17 million.
Each apartment or the building?
That is just that apartment.
Oh.
And there's 92, there's 92 of those.
Wow.
So the two penthouse apartments are already under contract and have sold between $90 and $100 million. So who are the buyers of a place like this? The article said they have people from all over the world, but 40 to 50% are Americans. Some buyers are from China, Russia, and various other European countries. The article even talked about a Chinese mother who bought an apartment for her two-year-old daughter.
Hmm.
Starting off life on the right foot, I think.
And she thought she was going to get a pony. Guess what we got you for Christmas? Well, yeah.
$17 million apartment.
There you go.
So it must be nice. But 70% of the units are already sold. If you want to check this building out, it's amazing. You can go to CNN Money Online and search for the Billionaire's Building. It'll come up. The price tags on an apartment like this are truly incredible. But for the rest of us, let's get back to the real world and talk rates for our local news.
Wow.
So, it's been a crazy last couple of months in the lending world. Rates are up over 1% during that time frame in just the last month. It's had quite an impact on a lot of home buyers recently. The main group of clients I've seen impact are those who are building a new home. A lot of these families started construction when rates were much lower than they are now. So they went into the build with a pretty good idea of what interest rates and their monthly payment was going to be. However, now that their home is within a couple months of completion and we're looking to lock the rate in, they're getting to this point where there's a bit of a payment shock, which is unfortunate. Brad, I'm hoping you can share with our listeners what happened in the market that has caused rates to increase, and what's your rate or what's your forecast on what rates are going to do going through the third and fourth quarter?
Well, thanks, Tom. The past 60 days have been very frustrating for all of us, to say the least. From a low point around May 1st, we've seen at least a 1.25% increase in rates on a 30-year fixed. So what's driving this? First, let's start with how mortgage rates are priced. When we close a home loan for John and Judy Smith, for example, their mortgage is bundled with other mortgages that are the same term and the same type, and they're sold as mortgage-backed security or a mortgage bond. These bonds are traded daily on Wall Street, much like stocks, and normally provide a safe haven for investors, both foreign and domestic. Also, like a stock, the bond price is dependent on how many people are in the market to buy them. The more people that are buying the bonds, the higher the bond prices go and the better mortgage rates get. One of the largest purchasers of mortgage bonds today presently is the federal government. They're in a program presently called QE3, mm-hmm. and they're buying about $85 billion in mortgage bonds wow. per month.
Wow.
The Fed has been buying these for several years in an effort to keep home loan rates artificially low, and they're doing that to try to spur the economy forward. What we've been seeing since May 1st are signals from the Fed that the economy is on a comeback, and we will start seeing fewer and fewer of these mortgage bonds bought by the federal government. The end result will be a tapering of their purchase program, and with this tapering, it'll send bond investors running, which in turn will drop bond prices and move rates higher.
So we're seeing those bond prices go down, and that's causing interest rates to go up, and so that's a little bit of what we're seeing in the last couple of months.
Well, and it's really everything is driving it on economic news, and the more positive things we see about the economy, the more these rates are going to go up.
Right.
My prediction for third and fourth quarter is I think that rates are going to really try to go higher than they are right now. What I'm hoping is that fear is what drives a lot of this pricing, and so when we get news from Ben Bernanke saying we're going to pull out of the mortgage purchasing by the end of the summer, they price ahead of that. So maybe some of this bump that we might see in third and fourth quarter is already here. So it might not be as bad as I'm thinking.
You know, it would be really nice if it would just stabilize, because we're seeing weekly 15 sets of rates in a day or in a week. And so
I was saying even 2 hours, you know, somebody calls you at 9 a.m., you call them back at 11 and go, oh, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I can't get that rate anymore for you.
It's like the paddle ball, boing, 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 you know.
When it is all up and down like that daily and rates are changing three or four times a day, it makes it really hard on us to price out a loan. It makes it hard on home buyers who are shopping around for their mortgage. If it would just stabilize, I mean, where we're at right now, we're spoiled to say
exactly
our
right.
current rates are bad. We've just gotten used to having incredibly low interest rates over the last year or so.
Yeah.
So it's a healthy rate where we're at, but if it would just stabilize and stay here for 6 months, it would take a little bit of that fear and the panic out, I think.
10 years ago, you'd be doing backflips to get rates where they are today.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we are spoiled, but it sounds like neither of us expect rates to ever go back to what they were.
I don't think so.
So with the market being so volatile like it has been lately, I wanted to give some tips to people who are out there shopping for a home. So consider shopping for a home that puts your monthly payment under what you're comfortable with. If it's going to be a few months before you're ready to purchase and rates do take a turn for the worse, you might find yourself with a payment that's higher than what you anticipated. Like most of us out there, you probably don't want to be house poor. So by shopping for a home that gives you a little lower payment than what you're comfortable with, it gives you a buffer in case the rates do increase and before you're ready to lock in and move forward.
That's good advice.
The second tip I put was call and talk with us before you go under contract on a home. If it's been a couple months since you spoke with your lender about your loan program and the rates, it's a good idea to get an updated quote and give you an accurate idea of what your payment is with the higher rates like we're seeing right now. The worst thing that could happen to you is that you go under contract on a home and you later find out that the payment is more than what you're expecting or more than what you're comfortable with. Or even worse, because of the higher rates and the higher payment, it takes you out of qualifying range. You don't even qualify for that house anymore.
Ouch.
So if it's been a few months since you talked to your lender or talked with us, give us a call before you write that contract. Let's get you an updated quote and give you an idea of what to expect. The third and last tip I wrote down here was make sure you're shopping around for your mortgage. So many people out there just go to their local bank or credit union to get their home loan thinking that all lenders are the same with rates, all the same loan options, and this couldn't be further from the truth. Brad, would you agree that you're seeing more of your buyers shopping you harder than in the past with the recent increase in rates?
Absolutely. I think a lot of it is what you just said. They're getting shocked. A lot of it is maybe their brother just closed on a house 2 months ago and they got X rate that was at all-time lows. Now they come in, see us, rates are a little higher, and they're wondering why. They don't really believe it, so they're going to get some other opinions to see if their brother's rate is still available. That's yep. human nature.
You know, I got clients that are calling ABC Bank in New Jersey to compare rates when that would have never happened just 4 months ago. People were extremely excited to get the rates where they were, and now rates are up. We're seeing a lot more people shopping around, and it is good to shop around. Keep in mind that if, let's say, you call one bank on a Tuesday and then you call us on a Thursday, a lot could change in rates in that short period of time.
Especially in this market right now.
Just last week, I think I saw a 0.5% increase in just 3 days.
Correct.
And so it's a huge jump in a short period of time. So when you're shopping around, try to do it all the same day. Fortunately, Sterling Home Loans has incredibly competitive rates and loan options. it can sometimes be a good thing when our clients are shopping around, because when they do come back to us to get their loan going, they're confident that they're getting a great loan program and a great interest rate, and they often spread the word to their friends and family. So this helps with referrals down the road.
True.
So please do give me a call when you're shopping around for your mortgage to get an idea of what we can offer for you and your family. It's time to take a break. When we come back, Brad and I are going to talk about some different loan programs that you have to know about.
We'll be right back here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Like I said, this is Tom Coyne at Sterling Home Loans. Lance Kenmore is on vacation this week, so you got me.
So, and me.
That's
and
true.
We can
and
talk
Brad
about it while
Sterling
not here.
Is here in the office as well. So early in the show, Brad and I talked about the increase in interest rates recently and how that is affecting our home buyers. We also went over some tips on things buyers should be doing during this volatile market. If you miss any of that and you want some more information, you can reach me, Tom Coyne, at the office at 783-7300. But now we want to talk about some great loan programs that are out there that people should know about when they're out there trying to find their next home loan and shopping for their financing options. First, I want to talk about USDA. Brad, talk to me about the USDA loan program. I know a lot of people have probably heard about it, or maybe they've just heard of the name, don't know exactly how it works, but what kind of buyers is it designed for? What are some of the features of the program? And we know there are some area restrictions that are likely coming up. Talk to us about that.
Tom, the USDA program is one of my very favorite programs. At the same time, it can be one of the most frustrating that we offer. The USDA program is designed to promote home ownership in rural areas. And I've got to stress rural. There are some areas that we'll get into in a minute that may not seem quite rural. It is backed by the United States Department of Agriculture, hence the acronym. This means you'll have to purchase a home outside of rural areas. Any place in the Tri-Cities, Kennewick, Richland, Pasco, city limits is going to be out. This would be available in Benton City, Finley, Burbank, up the valley, Walla Walla, or there's an area in West Pasco between Road 68 and 100 where that extreme amount of growth over the last decade has grown outside the boundary, and so anywhere north of Burden Boulevard is presently available for USDA. I will say that the boundary is scheduled to be moved in October, and it'll move north from Burden Boulevard, out to Sandifer Parkway.
Oh.
So keep that in mind.
So with how long those loans take to process, and I think you're about to get to that, it's usually about 60 days or so.
It is a 60-day loan process, and that is one of the more frustrating pieces. On a normal mortgage, we're closing that in 3 to 4 weeks. We go through the appraisal, the title report, the complete processing of your mortgage. We obtain your tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, and underwrite your mortgage. At that point, on most loans, we're finished. On USDA, we're only halfway there. Mm. From that point forward, we take the entire package, send it to USDA for their blessing. They are a very popular program. They're very backed up. That is 30 days. I'd say 25 to 35 days for their sign-off. That's the delay.
So with that change coming and what we're expecting to be October, and it's not anything official yet, people really need to have their loan moving forward by September 1st, if they want to feel comfortable they're going to get into USDA before that time change.
They really do. And the piece here is the boundary is it's going to move. And we need to have your loan completed and get it signed off by USDA by October 30th at the very latest. So if you can consider that 60-day window, yeah, that September 1st date is right there.
Yeah, that's coming up really quick. So as of right now, it's everything north of the highway in between 168 and then north of Burden when you get east of 68. Again, as just a summary, we're expected to make that boundary line change. USDA is around October 30th to everything north of Sandifer. So we all know that that West Pasco area isn't rural. It's just, it, like you said, grown so fast, and USDA just hasn't updated those boundary lines that we've been able to, and fortunate to be able to do loans out there for quite some time.
You know, we're using the same maps that I've seen for 20 years.
Right.
There are a lot of people out there who may not know why we're talking so much about USDA, why it's so popular. One of the things I really like about it, it's zero down. It's one of the few remaining zero down opportunities people have. It offers a low requirement for credit score, 640 and above. It's pretty liberal that way. And it has some of the lowest mortgage insurance costs of any program in that middle, that low down payment realm. It's just a really good payment that you're going to get for your money.
Right. And you don't have to be a first-time home buyer.
You do not. But you can only have one home at a time.
Right. So great, great, great program, USDA. Those changes are coming. If you want some more clarification on that, you can call us at the office. Be happy to go over that with you. So we have a couple other zero-down options for our clients. One of them is our State Bond Home Advantage Program. Unlike USDA, there are no area restrictions. However, there are still income limit restrictions. The Home Advantage Program is generally used in conjunction with an FHA loan. We then issue the clients a second mortgage to cover their down payment. That second loan has zero interest and zero payments, but it has to be paid back when the client refinances, sells their home, or in 30 years, whichever comes sooner. So that second is really like free money.
Free money.
It does have to be paid back, but they're not going to pay anything to get it.
And it's pay me now or pay me later. So
exactly.
Might as well use it for free.
So it's a really great tool for someone who doesn't have a down payment but would like to purchase a home, and they don't want to be confined to the area restriction that USDA has. So some of the key highlights of that program is the $97,000 income limit is a hard limit. If you make $98,000 or more, you don't qualify for this program. That goes off of just borrowers on the loan, not household income. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer. Like we talked about, that zero interest second is available. It has pretty flexible underwriting criteria. You can actually have down to a 620 credit score,
nice.
Which, Brad, I think that's our lowest program will go.
It is.
So really flexible underwriting criteria. We can even do manufactured homes on those, but the manufactured homes have to have at least $1,000 borrow investment to get that program. If the sellers pay your closing costs, you're literally getting into the home for zero down. So it's a really great tool. It doesn't fit everyone. I wouldn't say it's the best program out there, but it's just another option that people can use to get into a home with zero down. Another zero down option is the VA loan. Now, VA is a great loan program for eligible veterans. Other than the zero down payment requirement, the best thing about VA is that there's no monthly mortgage insurance, which is generally required until someone puts 20% down. So this can save you a tremendous amount of money every month. A common misconception, Brad, that I hear is that people think you can only have one VA loan in your lifetime.
Very common.
So that is not true. You can only have one VA loan at a time, but you can have more than one VA loan in your lifetime. There are steps veterans have to go through in order to get their eligibility restored to use it a second time.
True.
And we can certainly help with that process, walk you right through it. But like USDA, on this program, no monthly mortgage insurance. We do have one other program that I like a lot. It's probably my favorite loan program that doesn't have any mortgage insurance either. Monthly mortgage insurance, and that is our single finance mortgage insurance program. So this allows home buyers to put less than 20% down on the conventional loan and still avoid having to pay that monthly MI. A lot of people don't know about this program. It seems like a lot of lenders don't offer it. When I get people that are shopping around, people have never even heard of this program.
That's one of my favorites.
It's really a great option. So the minimum down payment someone has to have on this loan program is 5% of the sales price. But instead of paying monthly mortgage insurance, the borrower instead rolls the mortgage insurance into the loan at closing. On a 5% down 30-year loan where the borrower is making just the minimum payment, it's going to take them roughly 100 months to get to 78% loan-to-value. That's the point where the monthly mortgage insurance would drop off.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going this route, we can instead roll the equivalent of 3.5 years of monthly mortgage insurance into the loan. So not only does this greatly reduce the monthly payment because there's no monthly MI ever on this loan, there's nothing to drop off, it also saves the home buyers roughly 60 months of mortgage insurance payments if they were just going to be making that minimum payment. It's a tremendous amount of savings. Now, I want to share with you a real-life story about this program from just this last week. I had a client that was just under contract on a home, and they had already spoken with another bank. That loan officer had locked them in a 10% down, 30-year loan with monthly mortgage insurance. They were referred over to me for a second opinion, and then I worked them up a scenario on that single finance in my program. It dropped their payment by about $170 per month.
Wow.
I then ran a scenario that if they took my loan but made the payment they were originally quoted from the other bank, they paid off our mortgage 69 months faster than what it would have been.
How much did that save them?
It was about $95,000 in payments.
Wow.
So it took a 30-year loan to less than 25 years. So it's a really, really great option that increases people's buying power on a home. It allows them to qualify for more of a property, or it just gives them a flat-out lower payment than what they'd otherwise have if they went with monthly Borders insurance?
Well, you kind of beat me to it, but I got out my little calculator here, and I figured out that was about $2,040 a year you were saving them.
It's a huge amount. And
yeah, that's a lot.
At no extra cost up front.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's a great option. A lot of banks don't have it. If you want more information on that or how that could impact you, feel free to call. We've done actually a lot of refinances where people were on 30-year loans paying monthly mortgage insurance that they just got 2 years ago, and we refinance them to 20 years with the upfront MI. Payment's exactly the same, but they cut 7 or 8 years off their loan.
Wow.
So a lot of people don't know about this program. Definitely give us a call, and we can chat with you more about it. I can't stress it enough. Shop around for your home loan. Make sure you give me a call at 430-1305 to go over your home financing options that Sterling Bank Home Loan offers you. You can also visit me on the web anytime at tomcoinhomeloans.com. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to the show today. I appreciate all the feedback and referrals I get from listeners on a regular basis. That really means a lot to me. Lance Kimmel will be back next week from vacation.
Hopefully we get him proud.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
He's probably tuning in and listening to the show.
Well, this is the part of the show that he defers to you because, you know, his eyes kind of glaze over. He's the real estate guy.
Yeah.
You're the numbers guy.
Yeah. So we had a show full of numbers. I hope no one had to tune away. I'm sure Lance will tell me and give me some feedback here when he gets back. But, of course, we'll be back here at the same time next week right here on News Talk 870.
We'll see you next Saturday on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.